Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. There's an old adage that the only constant is change. This certainly seems to be true in the world of politics and investing lately. With 2025 now well underway, the investment landscape is being forced to evolve rapidly. Rob DeHollander is a certified financial planner. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville to help us with this topic. Rob, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Pleasure to be back again.
All right. So what are the investment themes that you are expecting to dominate the markets this year, the rest of this year?
I tell you, with all the volatility, I think it's sometimes helpful just to kind of readjust our focus to the long term. And as volatile and stressful as the last few months have been in the markets, we're seeing some really exciting long-term trends. And I'll try to cover a couple of those today. You know, the first and probably the most obvious is artificial intelligence. And that's everywhere in the news these days. But I tell you, the more I study it, it is transformative. And this is a big, big deal. And I think every industry that we know of today, both in our personal and professional lives, will be impacted by it. So everything from healthcare to finance, manufacturing, retail, companies right now, they're kind of leveraging AI to boost efficiency, but there's coming on the heels of that a ton of tremendous innovative products, and we're expecting to see strong growth in that space. So we're telling investors to look at it long term and focus on these AI-driven companies, semiconductor stocks, and even robotic firms, because the growth potential of that for 2025 and beyond just looks tremendous right now.
And I guess mutual fund managers, the big guys in the know, they are already making these adjustments to their portfolios. So if you're invested in funds, ETFs or whatever, then I guess they're kind of taking care of this for you in a way?
Yeah, I think you're getting two benefits. The first is you're seeing it in theory, in operating efficiency across all firms. So even if they make chili or dog food, everybody's using AI these days to boost productivity. So you're sort of getting it organically. But then second, there are some specific sector funds that you can invest in that really niche target those spaces. And so there's multiple ways that you can get exposure depending on your risk tolerance.
All right. What's another theme you're looking at?
Yeah, I would tell one that your listeners not to sleep on is energy. And we're seeing a tremendous, just kind of a quiet renaissance in the energy space on its own right. In the 1970s, energy was about 20% of the S&P 500. And today it's just a little more than 3%. So as finance and technology have grown as a part of our general economy, energy's kind of shrunk relative to that. There's two themes there. I think one is just global energy demand is increasing due to rising population, expanding economies. And then the second we're seeing with all of this new digital technology coming on, the need for additional energy capacity to power that looks significant. So traditional energy and renewable energies both look really attractive.
All right. I think we have time for one more. Where is another area we should be looking into?
Well, if you want to stay in the mainstream, I would say healthcare. And specifically healthcare innovation. We're seeing huge advancements in precision medicine, gene editing, personalized healthcare, and companies are leveraging AI on, you know, new drug pipelines, telemedicine, longevity research. And as we all live longer, investments in this healthcare tech are going to become increasingly attractive. That's a big theme as well.
All right. And so just a quick question more on a personal level for you, Rob, is AI threatening your industry? And, you know, is that a worry? Can people just dial into ChatGPT and ask them to assemble a portfolio for them?
Yeah, I tell you, that's a great question. And probably beyond the scope of just the interview today, that might be a separate topic we could talk about in the future. But based on what I've seen in the research I've done, I'm a former engineer. So I look at this from a technical standpoint as well. Best I can tell, what we're seeing is that 80% of all human jobs could be replaced by AI in the next 15 to 20 years, including mine. So right now, they're being used as productivity enhancers, and we're using a ton of it as well for just general client management and portfolio construction research. down the road, there's going to be a crossover point where we're all going to have to look at this and develop strategies on how far we want this to go in terms of what has been traditional human labor. So certainly bears watching for sure.
Well, Rob, as always, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, thanks again, Mike. My pleasure.
Rob DeHollander is a certified financial planner. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.